Thank you once again for this time that we have together. We have gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ indeed. And we thank you for his holy presence in our midst here in this service. Father, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice, whether it's live or recorded, will have ears to hear your word and an open heart to receive the word that they hear. And Father, I thank you that this word will not return to you void. It will not return to you weak and ineffective, but it will cause your will to be done wherever it's applied, whenever it's believed. And so we thank you for it. And I thank you, Father, for the privilege of ministering it to your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, let me say this. I'm going to go back again to where we left off last week. There's some other things I want to say to you. But in the meantime, turn in your Bibles to the book of Psalm, the 28th Psalm. The 28th Psalm, Psalm 28. Hallelujah. And I told you last week that my subject is God is my strength, or God is our strength. And we have to be careful that we don't start depending on other things other than God. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got to learn to stand on God's word, believe what he says. Amen. Now, in Psalm, the 28th chapter, I'll just begin reading at verse 6. It says, "Bless the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication." Hallelujah. And we need to be able to say that even before we see the answer manifest.
Amen.
Amen. Remember what Jesus said when he was raising Lazarus from the dead? He prayed to his Father and he said, "Father, I know you hear my prayer. I know you hear my prayer." Let me tell you something. Do you know that we have the right to say the same thing? Doesn't it tell us in John that if we ask anything according to his will, he what? He what? He hears us. Amen. You don't have to wait till it manifests to believe that God heard you. Amen. So back at verse 6, Psalm 28. "Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication." And listen, look at verse 7. "The Lord is my strength." Say that. Say, "The Lord is my strength."
The Lord is my strength.
Say it again.
"The Lord is my strength."
Hallelujah. He says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." He's our strength and our shield of protection. Glory be to God. Say this. Say, "The Lord is my strength and my shield."
The Lord is my strength and my shield.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. Glory to God. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. And then the writer began to talk about others. We need to tell other people the same thing. You know, yes, we need to confess that the Lord is our strength. The Lord is my strength. But I should let you know that the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is yours. Tell somebody that.
The Lord is your strength.
Find another person. Tell them.
The Lord is your strength.
Amen. Glory to God. Verse 8 says, the Lord is their strength. And he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Glory to God. Verse 9 says, save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God is my strength and my shield. God is your strength and your shield. We're living in a world now with people with tons of problems. And they need someone to be able to come to them and look them in the eye and tell them, the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your helper. If they don't know him, help them get to know him. Glory be to God. How many of you know people need help? Folk need help. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, we don't necessarily have to turn over there, but in Psalm 118, verse 14, well, matter of fact, you can just go ahead and put it on the screen for me. Psalm 118, verse 14, says essentially the same thing, but I want to read it to you anyway. Praise God. It says, the Lord is my strength and what? You know what? Everybody look at me for a moment. You're supposed to be singing. If the Lord is your strength, you're supposed to be singing. But Pastor, I don't sing very well. I'm not going to ask you to come up here and sing. But you need to have your own time with the Lord. If you have to hide or sing while you're taking your shower, it don't matter. But you need to sing, the Lord is my strength and my song. We need to sing about the goodness of the Lord. That's the reason some folk don't believe it. That's the reason some folks always, everything come out of their mouth is negative, 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 negative. You can be happy when you meet them and depressed when you leave if you're not careful. If you don't put up your guard. Hallelujah. God is my strength and God is my song, and I will sing of his goodness. I will sing of his faithfulness. I will sing of his power. I will sing of his love. I will sing of his greatness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm not going to turn there, but we talked about last week the fact, this is Psalm 46, verse 1, that God is our present help in the time of trouble. He's our present help in the time of trouble. He told us sometimes we just need to be still and know that He's God. Sometimes we get so carried away with this and that and the other. Sometimes, you know, we can't pay our bills or money is short and we just get where we don't know what to do, so we're looking for 5, 6, 7, 8 jobs trying to get the needs met. When you just need to stop for a moment. Just be still and know that He is God. Remember a time in my life when things were just coming in on me and financially, I mean, it was really, really tough. I had me some still time. I went in the bedroom and closed the door. All my children were still at home. Closed the door, got by myself, began to pray about our finances. You know, when you get still, the Lord can speak to you. Well, he's always trying to speak to us. It's just we're not hearing Him because too many times we're just too busy. And I'm talking to the Lord about our bills. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, look up. And I was there by my bed, and I looked up. He says, do you have a roof over your head? I said, yes, sir. Do you have a way to ride? Yes, sir, I'm riding today, about to lose it, but I'm riding today. Amen. Have food? Yes, sir, got food, eating today. Tomorrow ain't looking too good, but I'm eating today. You know what God told me? Be thankful. Start thanking me for today. Glory to God. And I just had me a time of praise, time of worship, time of singing, just thanking the Lord. Because many of us have a giant standing out there staring back at us that we can't do nothing about. God's going to have to take care of it. Amen. You know, David killed Goliath. But David didn't kill Goliath in his own strength. He had some supernatural help. You hear me? He had some supernatural help. Praise God. He is our strength. And we just need to get still sometimes. Stop crying, stop whimpering, stop complaining, and just start praising. Glory be to God. Now let's go back to where we were last week. Got to take my watch off. I don't know what time it started. But let's go back to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah chapter 40. We were here last week. And remember, I told you God asked us a question. verse 28, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. He says, have you not known, or do you not know? Have you not heard? Hearing is important, isn't it? And here are some things that we need to hear. We need to hear that he's the everlasting God. There, newsflash, there is never, ever going to be another God. He is everlasting. Glory to God. Do you not know, have you not heard that he's the creator of the ends of the earth? Oh, I like this one. Do you not know? Have you not heard that he never faints? Can you imagine? I hope you can't. Jesus, who's seated in on the right hand of the Father, look over at the Father, and the Father look at Jesus, and they say it together. Did you just see what I saw on the earth? Oh, my goodness. And they both pass out. It's never going to happen. Nothing takes God or catches God by surprise. He already knows everything that's going to happen, even before it was created. You hear me? Let me say that again. He knows everything that's going to happen before it was ever created. He knew Adam would fall. Adam made the decision to do it. God didn't make him do it, but he knew what he was going to do. Long before Adam came on the scene, God already had a plan in place. His name is Jesus. Because he knew Adam would fall. He didn't make him fall, but he knew he was going to fall. And he already had a plan in place. Now that's good to know. Because let me say this to you. When you walk with the Lord, when you walk with the Lord, when you know the Lord, when you're walking in faith, when you're walking in his word, when you have something happen unexpected, always know God has a plan. God has a plan. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God he served. So he never faints, nor is he weary. God's not worried about a thing. He sees what's going on in the earth. He knows about everything that you hear about on the news or read about in the paper or on your tablet or however. God knows about that stuff, and he's not worried. Hallelujah. And I like this one. His understanding is unsearchable. His understanding is unsearchable. He is all wise. He understands everything. I like this one. He gives power to the weak. He gives power to the weak. He gives power to the weak. Well, Pastor, you know, sometimes I just feel so weak. It's just like I just don't know what to do. I just feel so weak. Well, go to your power source. Go to your power source. He has promised to give power to the weak. Jesus took our infirmities, our weaknesses, our inabilities, our lacks, and bore our sicknesses. Thank you, Father. Are you still with me? Now look at verse 30 here. It says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Now, I can hardly wait to get to verse 31, but I want to say something to you. The young, when you think of young men or young women, you know, you think of strength. You know, they're young, they're active. You know, many of them are athletic. You know, they play some type of sport, so they stay fit. Amen. But you know what? That has absolutely nothing to do with being spiritual. Thank God for keeping yourself healthy. We all should do that. Amen. There's nothing wrong with working out. You know, I'll walk a little bit myself, and I'm working on doing more. Y'all pray for me. You know, I've got an athletic woman over here. She's working out and doing all that. And, you know, I have a gym membership too. Y'all have heard of church members. They members, but you don't ever see them. I saw a person just a couple years or so back. I hadn't seen in years, barely knew them. Hey, Pastor James. And I looked and had to stare a little bit. And finally, I recognized who they were. And I think they was with somebody else and talking. And this Pastor James, he's my pastor. I'm a member of Word of Life Fellowship Church. I think it had been at least 15 years, if not more, since I seen them. So, evidently we got members out there, or at least they claim to be, that we don't ever see anymore. But it's kind of way, I am working on improving membership is. I am a member. And my wife is helping keep up my side of it. But I'm going to have to jump in there and do my part. That's just me. And that ain't got a thing to do with what I'm ministering here. But my point is that the Word of God says even the youth, those that are strong, long-winded, they are going to get exhausted. They're going to faint. Let me read it to you again. Even the youth, verse 30, shall faint and be weary. And the young man shall utterly fall. Oh, by the way, their strength, they're moving in their own strength, not in the strength of the Lord. They're functioning in their own strength. Hallelujah. You can be strong as an ox. You can be the healthiest thing on earth. But if you don't know Jesus, when you leave here, you're going to hell. Now, Pastor, you shouldn't say that because that's negative. No, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, and it's in there more than once. It's in there more than twice. Or as I used to say when I was growing up, and a lot of the kids used to say, it's in there a heap of times. Anybody here relate to that? Yeah, I didn't figure out by myself here. Glory to God. We have to understand that we can't function in our own strength. And it, not only do they function in their own strength or try to function in their own strength, they also try to do things their own way. I'm talking about folks that don't trust God. And some believers are like that. You know, if they can't work it out, they just don't think it can be done. I've got to work this thing out myself. I've got to understand every little detail here. You're not going to understand everything. Some folks say, well, you know, if I could understand it, I'd get saved. But I just don't understand what that's all about. No, the Bible says you receive Jesus Christ by faith. Amen. You believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you'll be born again. Jesus is not coming down here again and say, look, see, I'm real. Now we got to believe the word of God. I got to move on too. Praise God. But write this down. We won't go there. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. And it simply says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. We got to make sure that we're not going our own way, but that we are trusting God. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
All right, let's move right along. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who wait on the Lord. Well, Pastor, what do you mean wait on the Lord? I think the Amplified Bible says it so well. Those who wait on the Lord, those who expect. You know, a lot of times we see that word wait, like we just, well, I'm going to kick back and do nothing. Just wait for God to knock on my door. No, no, no. It's those who expect, those who look for, and those who hope in Him. Glory to God. Let me say that again. Those who expect. I tell you what, when I pray, I've got to expect to see results.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I look for results. I expect results. And my hope is in the Lord. We all have the hope of heaven, don't we? We're not there yet, but you know what? We know we're going. And if we live long enough, we don't know exactly when that day is, but I truly believe it's close. If we live long enough, Jesus is coming back for us, and I expect that. I don't want to be surprised when Jesus show up. When he show up in the cloud, and I look up, ooh, Lord, I didn't know you was coming. If I known you was coming, I'd have cleaned the house, or I'd have did this, or I'd have repented, or whatever. No. That's where we need to be always ready. Look at somebody and say, always be ready. Because that's our blessed hope. Amen. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Did you get that? Get this on the inside of you. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And these are those that wait on the Lord. Listen to this. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. See, the eagles already know how to lock their wings in place and rise above the storm. Brothers and sisters, listen to me and listen to me good. There have been storms. There are storms today. And there are storms that are coming. And I'm not necessarily talking about the weather either. But there are storms of life. But we are told to wait on the Lord, to hope in Him. Put our trust in Him. Rest in Him. And we will be like an eagle with our wings locked. And we will fly above the storm. Oh, the storm is still there. The storm is still there. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Glory to God. My confession is my strength is being renewed day by day. Day by day. Matter of fact, I'm getting stronger day by day. I'm getting stronger day by day. You hear me? I'm getting stronger day by day. That's coming out of my mouth. I'm getting stronger day by day. Hallelujah. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Now, the young folks get tired. They run and they get tired and they get weary. They wear out and they have to quit. We don't ever have to quit. It says, they shall run and not be weary. Don't let the circumstances of life wear you down. Don't let the circumstances of life beat you up. Don't let people wear you down. Hallelujah. You know, I have people tell me, oh, often, Pastor, I just don't know how you do it. I would have been told some of these people off. I would have done this or done that, or I'd have been long gone. How do you put up with people? Well, see, if I was like the youth, I would run and I'd get weary. But I chose to be like the eagle, to lock my wings and rise above the storm. Therefore, I can do, listen, oh, glory to God. Y'all hear me good. I refuse to let the devil steal from me what God has given me. I refuse to let the devil move me out of the position that God has set me in. Are y'all listening to me? I refuse to allow the devil, working through people or however it is, cause me not to fulfill the will of God for my life. I'm not going to let it happen, and I hope you won't either. Because we can be discouraged. We can want to quit. We can say, I don't have to put up with this. But wait a minute, question. Are you where God wants you? Are you where God wants you? Too many times is me. When God is asking us, but what about me? Remember what, and we touched on this Sunday. Jesus asked Peter, the resurrected Christ, asked Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. What Jesus was telling him was, Peter, it's not going to be easy, brother. And he told him that. He asked him three times, right? Peter got concerned on the third time, really concerned. Lord, why, nutshell, why are you asking me this? But he told him, he says, Peter, there's coming a time when people are going to lead you places you don't want to go. But do you love me? In other words, are you going to stay? Are you going to stay? And history tells us Peter loved him to the end. History tells us that Peter was crucified upside down because he made the statement, I'm not worthy to be crucified in the same position as my Lord and my Savior. I'm sure Peter had Jesus' words on his mind as he was about to go meet Jesus. Think about that. Simon, Peter, do you love me? In other words, what Jesus was telling him, don't you let nobody move you off course. You stay the course. You stay the course. You stay the course. You stay the course. And I got to quit. But let me say this. We've got to make sure that we don't allow our own emotions to rob us of what God wants to do in our lives. Our own emotions. Please don't allow offenses to rob you of what God wants to do in your life. The Lord is the strength of your life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Y'all still with me here today? The Lord is the strength of my life. And I've got to make sure that I serve him. Amen. You know, if I was you, I wouldn't do this. If I was you, we need to start telling people, I love you, but you're not me. You're not me. So, people have asked me, how you do it, Pastor? It's not me doing it. It's the Spirit of God in me. Now, if I had to pastor in the flesh, yes, sir, I'd be gone. Because I'm in the flesh. This brother here used to drive a school bus. Y'all believe that? He wasn't preaching then. And I rode his bus. You remember that, right? He asked me to be his bus patrol. I don't know why in the world he asked me to be his bus patrol. You have some aggravating kids on your bus, you know that? One in particular. And I wasn't spiritual back in those days. And I wanted to go off on that kid so bad, I could taste it, so to speak. And that wouldn't have been good for you either. But I also was concerned about getting kicked out of school, because I knew if I punched him or whatever, it was going to cost me. And sometimes we need to count the cost before we act. Can I get an amen on that? We need to count the cost. Are you ready to pay the bill on what you're about to do? But he just aggravated me, didn't want to do a thing I told him to do. But you know what? I got through it. Glad when he got off the bus, when he came to his bus stop. But that's the flesh for you. The flesh wants to say, I'll take care of this myself. But when we're in the Spirit, walking with the Lord, we do things entirely different. We think different. We think different. And that's the reason when we walk with the Lord, we win and we don't grow weary. And God has given us wings like eagles to fly above the storm. And as I close, let me read verse 31 again, Isaiah 40. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Glory to God. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Well, Pastor, I feel right weary. Well, put your trust in the Lord. You wait on the Lord. And you make a decision, I'm not growing weary. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, as I close, can I tell y'all something? This is absolute truth. On Sundays, Wednesdays, and any other time that we have service, and my wife can testify to it, never have I told her, oh boy, I got to go down here and deal with these folks, these aggravating folks again. Oh, Jesus. When you're coming back, Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. Never. Has it been easy all the time? No. But has it been a joy? You better believe it. Why has it been a joy? Number one, it's a joy to serve the Lord. And number two, can y'all believe it? I love you guys. I really, really love you guys. Now, one preacher somewhere said, I don't know what his name is, and I don't have to know his name, but and I don't agree with his statement, but he said the ministry would be wonderful if it wasn't for people. Needless to say, he was having a bad day. Having a bad day. But when you're walking with the Lord, he will help you fly above every situation and every circumstance. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
Make a decision tonight. I'm going to walk in this.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Lift your hands and give him praise. Will you do that? Hallelujah, glory to God. It's a joy to serve the Lord. It's a joy to serve the Lord. And each and every one of us can walk in victory. Even when it don't feel like, when you don't feel like it, when it don't look like it, we can still walk in victory. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Amen. Jesus died on the cross, rose again, seated at the right hand of God the Father, so that we can be free and walk in victory. No, not everything's gravy, but we still have the victory. And we can fly above it. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. Oh, dear God, we give you glory and honor. May we learn